is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. We are back in our Keene, New Hampshire-based studio, finally, after a lengthy stay at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and a lot of fun as well, as I might add, as you probably heard, if you listened to the last four or five editions of Free Talk Live. We were there Wednesday through Saturday nights, and it was just an absolute blast. So if you were there and we got to meet you, that was great. Thanks for coming out. I'm sure you had a good time because everyone I talked to, that was one of the things I asked. You know, are you enjoying yourself? Yes, absolutely. This is awesome. Best time ever. All kinds of very positive responses.
I heard the response epic more than once.
I would say epic is a pretty accurate description of what was Porkfest this year. Now, Porkfest has always been a lot of fun for me because I enjoy getting together with other like-minded people and then having a good time, and that's basically all that it is. In fact, this year it was over 800 people that I believe were officially registered for the event.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Correct, which was up about 30% from the year prior, so an incredible amount of growth. 30% is a big number for a festival like that. Of course, there was a lot of growth in the area of the products and services that were available. There was the new Agora Alley, which was very popular with all kinds of things, everything from silver for sale to T-shirts to baklava to all kinds of home-cooked foods and things like that. It was just an amazing event.
Crafts and tchotchkes and things like that, too.
Yeah, and even illegal tattoos and stuff. So all of the things on Agora Alley were being sold without governmental permission. And despite rumors that something might happen to the people there, nothing did. No one was busted throughout the entire weekend. There were some persistent rumors of a federal agent being present that really have I think that's probably the one real down note of the entire weekend. I think what was mostly a very positive occasion for everyone there, for almost everyone there, was there was one minor point. And for the person that was being labeled as the Fed, this may not have been so minor for him. Have you heard about this, Mark? What happened?
No, I haven't.
All right. So I started hearing about this on Friday night when people were telling me about there's a Fed. We think there's a Fed here. And why do you think that? Well, because you know he's asking probing questions. Asking these questions of people that he's never met before, that kind of thing. Now, I can't give you the examples of the questions that were asked because, again, I was hearing this through the rumor mill, right? And so apparently these questions, whatever they were making people uncomfortable. And that resulted in rumors being spread about this person who nobody really knew. He'd just shown up and was interested in the Free State Project, etc. And then apparently during the Soapbox Idol event on Saturday night, which was one of the most popular events, people, the purpose of behind it is to open up the mic, let anybody up there talk to rant essentially for 3 minutes, and then at the end the most popular wins and there's some sort of bragging rights that the winner gets. And so somebody went up there during the open mic segment and called this guy out, the alleged Fed, as being a federal agent. Now, of course, there's no real evidence for this, and so it probably was pretty inappropriate of that person to go up there and do that in front of that crowd. But it was done, and as a result of that, this particular individual who was being accused of being a Fed really had a pretty tough time.
Okay.
The allegations are that somebody went through his campsite, apparently invaded his personal property on his campsite.
Probably shouldn't have done that. Okay.
That's I find that particularly outrageous. Apparently people were shouting at him, and this was apparently confirmed by the people who were next door to him. So it wasn't just him claiming that he'd had his stuff rifled through. Somebody who was next door saw it happen.
Okay.
And so aside from that, apparently people were also yelling things at his campsite as they were walking by at nighttime. And this guy was pretty scared by all that. I mean, he thought that he was going to get hurt by people.
And I felt threatened. I mean, I can see why someone would feel threatened in that circumstance, yeah.
Right. So there have been a couple messages posted over at the Free State Project Forum and the Free Keene Forum about this, essentially calling out the person who called out the alleged Fed and saying, look, what do you got to back this up? What do you have to back up your claims that this guy was a Fed? Now, if what I heard about him was true, then, I think maybe either he is a Fed or he's just somebody who's socially awkward, which wouldn't be uncommon
right.
to the Liberty movement.
Right.
I can understand somebody coming in.
I bet you can.
Yeah, and not really knowing how best to create rapport with people and asking some questions that might have been a little too prying, maybe a little too personal. And I think that it's unfortunate that that had to happen. And I don't know what else to say about that besides that I think that number one, it's sad that the guy was called out without any real evidence to the claim that he was a Fed. And I think that the response to what happened after that was really just horrible. The idea that the guy's stuff, personal items, were rummaged through apparently, and people were saying awful things toward him. That certainly not a very welcoming situation. Apparently, Eric Voorhees, one of the activists, kind of took him under, took him under his wing, so to speak, and went up and talked to him and spent some time with him later on the Sunday when about 60 people from Porkfest came down to Keene and had an after party at the local Social Sundays that we do on a weekly basis. So it was a very big turnout, and the alleged Fed was there, and Eric was there talking to him. One of our listeners, Free Talk Live Amplifier, talked to him, and he's the guy that posted the message with the allegations of what happened to this Fed, the alleged Fed.
Well, when we on the show here talk about the ideas of this future where there won't be a coercive government, where people aren't forced to do things, people are always concerned about protection of the nation. And one of the things they're specifically concerned about is protection of individuals. Criminals will run rampant. Well, actually, you got it backwards. The fact is, people do just fine protecting themselves from roving criminals. It's, in fact, the victim, the criminal itself that needs to be protected from the roving people, because often people will come up with, witch hunts are a great example. They'll go after people and, with a certain amount of evidence, but not enough evidence. And sometimes they're going to be right and sometimes they're going to be wrong. So, in fact, the criminal justice system was created largely to protect the criminal, the person that is accused. The accused is probably the best term. Rather than people. People say, oh my God, without police, we'd be, overrun with criminals. No. Without police, the criminals would be overrun with people.
Okay. I'm not sure how that ties into the discussion of the alleged federal
agent. This goes to show what happens when people who are operating outside of the system don't have things in place in order to handle that.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, there's no system for handling someone who's accused of being a Fed at the Porkfest.
Right. The accusations flew. They were spread around. Rumors were flying all weekend as a result of this. And this guy had a really uncomfortable time at his first time visiting New Hampshire, where overall, 99.9% of this, the people that were at Porkfest were having a blast. I mean, overall,
yes.
The event was a tremendous success, both attendance-wise, and I guess I'm sure the Free State Project did fine. They usually make a slight profit on these things. They certainly cover their costs. So it was great for most people. It's just that one guy. I mean, if he's not really a Fed, then I feel terrible for what happened to him. And even if he was a Fed, maybe that's the wrong approach. I mean, whoever those people were that were taunting him, trying to photograph him and things like that, maybe they were coming at things the wrong direction. Love would be a more appropriate approach.
It's certainly always a good way to approach things, and I think that one should talk to the accused as much as one can. But I mean, it's difficult to know, and this particular group, a large amount of them, look at ostracism as the way to go, right?
Right, but you want to ostracize somebody once you know for a fact that they've actually done the alleged act.
Sure.
And in this case, I have to wonder, why is everybody so afraid of the feds?
Oh, I can tell you, the feds were there. You were just wrong as to who they were. I mean, the fact are, I would suspect that the government agencies of all stripes have infiltrated to some extent or another the Free State Project.
Maybe,
and looking for people. But if they did, these guys are professionals. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to give them any credit, any more credit than is necessarily due. But I just want to know why everybody's so afraid of the feds. Like, why are you afraid of them? Well, I want to expand on that in a moment.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there because they're totally free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page going back for the first week. It's right there on the front page. And then if you click into our podcast, you can go all the way back to the beginning of 2009 free for you. freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk shows who want to charge you to access their websites. We give it all away. Again, freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com has the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacs, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking, memory, and telecom accessory needs. They've got their stuff in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so we're talking about, I think, one of the most controversial things that happened this year at Porkfest, I think, which overall...
Right. This is the best we can come up with. There was a rumor spread.
Well, it was more than just a rumor spread. It was a rumor writ large, because during the...
I didn't hear about it.
I'm surprised about it. You clearly weren't at the soapbox idol.
I heard somebody say something about it, and I didn't believe it, so I
right.
just went on.
Well, I was glad that, you know, I'm glad
didn't
I didn't...
Didn't this happen last year, too? I mean, doesn't this happen every time?
Last year, there was a really creepy guy who was really suspicious, and he was listening in on conversations and asking weird questions and would hide his face whenever someone would go to take a picture. Mm-hmm. That seems pretty weird to me, and the guy definitely had a creepy vibe about him. This guy this year that was the alleged federal agent, and again, we're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we just left, was an absolute blast. But this year, the alleged federal agent was, I don't recall him. People told me, oh yeah, he met you. He came up and introduced himself to you, and like, I don't remember the guy, right? I mean, a couple hundred people probably introduced themselves to me over the weekend. And so when people would try to describe him, it didn't ring a bell. So finally, on Sunday, somebody pointed out who he was, and I saw him at that point. And this was after the guy had been outed as a federal agent, alleged, at the very popular Soapbox Idol event, which was attended by a couple hundred people. So this guy was outed as an alleged federal agent in front of a huge group of people, which had to be an incredibly embarrassing thing for him.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I'm not going to just pawn this off as like a little minor issue. I think it's a pretty big issue. And now this is kind of, I guess it's getting a little bit larger. I mean, clearly we're talking about it here, but there's a thread over at the Free Keen Forum and the Free State Project Forum about this, essentially saying to the guy who called out the alleged Fed, hey, what are your reasons? What is it that that led you to believe this? The rumors I'd heard was that he was asking probing questions and kind of creeping people out for some reason. But again, that could just be social awkwardness. That could just be somebody not really knowing how to initiate a conversation or to
slip
interact.
Up. You know, yeah. I mean, it's one thing to slip up, another thing to be diagnosed as socially awkward.
So, and apparently this guy was also hiding from cameras as last year's alleged Fed.
A lot of people don't
want
to be photographed at Porkfest.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me. You're at a public place or surrounded by cameras at a relatively social occasion. Seems silly that you wouldn't want to be photographed. But nonetheless, I think that what I really want to know about this, and you could welcome to call in to tell how you feel. Why is it so important to figure out who the Feds are? I mean, if you're not planning violence, and you're not susceptible to be roped into planning violence, because we know that the Feds typically come in somewhere and they make a relationship and then they start to suggest violent.
That's what's been accused
options.
At the G20 events over the weekend, right?
I'd like to talk more about G20 here as well as things come up or as we continue on, but that seems to be one of their major tactics, is that they go in and they foment violence. They create the idea for violence. They put it in people's heads, the susceptible, gullible types, and then the gullible types will attempt to move on those suggestions. And when they attempt to move on the violent suggestions, the Feds bust them, and they make it like they, you know, busted a big terrorist ring, when in fact they created the terrorist ring alleged terrorist ring to begin with in the first place.
Kind of how they do it, yeah.
So aside from, if you're not plotting violence against the government people, then it would seem the only other concern from the Feds would be selling drugs. Now, there were some drugs being sold at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'll take your word for it.
I certainly was smoking plenty of cannabis there. I'm sure inevitably that someone was selling it.
I bought alcohol. That's a drug.
Yeah, and who knows what else. And people were selling alcohol.
I bought a caffeinated beverage. That's
right,
a drug.
And people were selling the alcohol without permits, I might add.
Dear so, God, I had illegal alcohol?
That's true. Again, drugs were being sold, and so I can understand the concern of a drug dealer that you don't want to get mixed up with the Feds, right? That makes sense. You're not hurting anybody. You're selling products by consent to people who are consenting to purchase and use them. So I have no objection to people selling drugs. I think it's an important thing. But if you're a drug dealer, then you should know to be cautious. And there's nothing wrong with being cautious about weird new people. I mean, I think it was Thursday night or something like that, and I was hanging out with some of the folks from the Keene area along the Agora Alley, and we were smoking some cannabis there, and a couple guys walked up, and they started it just right off the bat, without generating any rapport or anything like that. None of us knew who they were. A couple guys walked up and started asking where they could buy some cannabis. Oh, yeah, you know, we came up here, and our friends told us we'd find some here, and we haven't found some yet. And, you know, we didn't want to bring it all the way up here from Florida, which is a fine story.
Sure, sure.
It makes sense. I don't blame them. It makes more sense. It's a sensible thing to do. You come to the location, and you hope to find it there rather than transport it across the country. That makes sense. But what doesn't make sense is coming up and asking somebody the first time you meet them, hey, where can we buy some weed? Look, there was another somebody who also was attending Porkfest for the first time who talked to me later on during the event who said, yeah, I came up here and started walking around the campsites, and within minutes I was offered to smoke some cannabis. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't have been hard for them to smoke some cannabis at the event. It might have been initially difficult for them to make whatever connection they would want to purchase it for themselves.
Indeed.
So that kind of thing would weird me out if I was if I knew, and maybe I did know, but I certainly wasn't going to tell them who they could go and buy cannabis from, because that's just inappropriate.
Sure.
You don't come into town.
That's
and start
up to somebody to choose to, you know, make that initiation.
Yeah, after you've built rapport and you've shown yourself to be trustworthy and that kind of thing. So a drug dealer is going to be cautious about these things no matter what. But aside from plotting violence and busting, you know, arresting people plotting violence and arresting drug dealers, what else would it be that the feds would be so scary in regards to? Do you have any idea, Mark? I mean, you're the only one here right now.
I can only say that they probably be persona non grata, and that is, you know, probably what the largest issue is.
Persona non grata, what does that mean?
Somebody who's, no one's happy to have around.
They're on the outs, basically.
Yeah.
They're not wanted. Yeah, that makes sense. And that's, you know, ostracizing somebody for their job, I think, okay, whatever. I think that it makes more sense to approach them and say, and have a conversation with them and try to, you know, at least help them understand the ideas of freedom. I mean, that could be useful down the line. We certainly had people convert from being statist to loving freedom, so why not convert the Fed or the alleged Fed or whatever? But I'm just trying to think up. What else?
If the ideas are so good, it shouldn't be that hard, right?
Right, right. What else could people be so paranoid about, though? Am I missing something? Because the Feds aren't going to bust somebody for selling alcohol without a permit. That seems more like a local thing.
So doesn't seem likely.
It would seem to be they'd be looking for a drug dealer or a possible terrorist. What am I missing? 800-259-9231. Or is it just that it's fun to play spot the Fed? Because if that's the case, then maybe it should stop, because it hurts somebody's feelings and possibly drove them away from the Free State Project. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include our bulletin board system, over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. It is virtually unmoderated, so do beware as you visit the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other people there that listen to the show. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Talking about the one really controversial issue that cropped up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which overall was an incredibly positive event that I think left a really good impression on a lot of people, at least from the folks that I talked to, who were so excited to be up in New Hampshire visiting here and seeing that this is a real movement full of people that love freedom and that they're willing to actually do something about it. So please go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about the event that we just went through. The 2011 dates are already set, June 23rd through 26th. Those are the official dates. I've already locked in my campsite. And
I know you have.
Yep, and it'll be a good idea for you to do that, too. If you enjoyed your time this year, you probably want to lock it down as soon as possible because it's likely that they all sold out this year. The tent sites sold out. The RV sites didn't quite sell out, but they were selling RV sites as tent sites, basically, because there's so much demand for tent sites.
Yeah, and the RV sites are just a little farther out. And they're bigger and a little farther out, so, you know.
Right, and
so tent sites are more enviable.
Right, and the RV sites, I don't think, have much shade, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Just open areas. So it was a blast. I had a great time, and looking forward to doing it all over again next year and it getting bigger and more popular. But there's one thing that really, I think that needs to end, and that is the spot the Fed game. Because this guy that was there this year that was being alleged as being a federal agent may have just been socially awkward, may have just been, you know, not really good at talking to people, and or maybe unsure of what questions are the right questions to ask folks in order to build rapport. I can't blame them for that. I can understand it. Luckily, I don't have to be in his position because I'm already well-known, if you will, within the community. But it's got to be difficult to come into a group of people you don't know in advance and to come into that group and be, you know, try to create connections and meet people. Now, it might be a little easier, and this is, you know, a suggestion for those of you out there that consider yourselves a little socially awkward. Here's a suggestion. Plug into the community online in advance first. Go to the Free State Project forums, maybe make some posts there, or the Free Keen forums, or something like that. Go to nhfree.com. There are different forums here in New Hampshire, which are populated by the very activists that you will be meeting in person when you go to an event like the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then do some level of interacting online, so at least you'll know, oh, you're so-and-so from the forum. We had a talk on the forum, and yeah, it's something. It's not a whole lot, but it gives you some sort of level of a basis to create a relationship on.
Yeah, you know, the one thing about this that kind of leaves me wondering is you know, if I were in this circumstance and people were
as the awkward
as the Fed guy, as
alleged Fed,
the alleged Fed guy, and being, you know, cajoled and taunted. You know, what would keep me there in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at a place where I did not feel welcome?
I don't know. That's a good question. Why wouldn't you just leave?
I'd pack up my stuff, roll up my tent, and say, all right, screw these people. I'm out of here. I mean, if I wasn't a Fed. If I was a Fed, maybe I would feel obligated to stick around and see what I could learn.
Although there wouldn't be much you could learn at that point as a Fed because, well, you've been outed publicly. And so who's going to trust you?
My job's my job, right?
I suppose maybe I don't know. Maybe he wasn't a Fed. Some were suggesting might have been an informant, you know, like somebody that the Feds busted and said, "Hey, we'll go easy on you if you go to this pork fest."
Sure, it's all speculation, yeah, right? I mean, it's all so odd.
It is very odd,
and you know, this is. And I agree with you that the spot the Fed game has no benefit.
Right.
However, I do think that there are people that work for the government. I mean, the government has infiltrated all kinds of groups. I see no reason in the world why they wouldn't have infiltrated, the Free State Project. I mean, it's a project essentially to downsize the government. Many of them want to see the state of New Hampshire secede from the union. Many of them want no government at all. So I can totally see why they would have infiltrated. And
sure.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that that you're going to be any good at spotting these people, though. That's what I don't believe. I think that they're better at it than the people that believe they can spot Feds give them credit. So yeah. I think that they're there, and I don't think you're spotting them.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about
people. And that's what my handlers at the CIA told me to say.
I don't know what to think about people's ability to spot Feds. I think that there's some interesting observations that have been made about these people, like, you know, hiding from cameras. That's really strange behavior, especially amongst a group of people.
I don't think so. I mean,
fully armed with cameras.
Well, yes, it's a group of people that like cameras, but there's some people don't want their pictures taken. They're about privacy.
I find that weird. If you're about privacy, you shouldn't be at a campground full of 1,000 people with video cameras. That part is a little strange to me. But then again,
they want to commune with people that believe like they do too.
It was last year that the alleged Fed last year was the one hiding from cameras, and that's what I'd heard about the alleged Fed this year. But then he came out to Keen Social Sundays. We had this after party, the biggest Social Sundays of the year. Over 60 people, I think, showed up for it, which was great. It was a lot of fun. So he came out to that, and then there was a nightcap later on at night in Keene Central Square, where about 30 people, which is another record-setting event, about 30 people were hanging out and smoking and doing a little open container disobedience in the park, and the alleged Fed had himself an open container and was drinking from it, and
he's not going to get charged for it.
And he was smoking cannabis as well. So, I mean, to that end, at least he was engaging in some of the common activities found by the activists. I don't know. Are undercover operatives allowed to do that sort of thing?
How would I know?
I don't know either.
As far as I can tell, they can go in your house and put a keystroke counter on your computer without without giving you any kind of notification. So as far as I'm concerned, they can do anything they want.
Well, if this guy really was a Fed, then I think the best thing to do would be to just simply have the – if you're going to have a rumor spread, that should be as far as it goes. Yelling something at this guy, which was the allegation that happened to him, that all night long people were passing by his campsite and yelling horrible things at him. And he allegedly slept the night with his hand on his gun because he was afraid of what people might do to him. Going through his campsite, rummaging through his tent, I mean, that's absolutely uncalled for.
Sure.
I mean, the behavior of these people that were considering him a Fed, some of these people, is absolutely uncalled for. And I find it, I would find it embarrassing if I knew somebody who...
We should treat our Feds better.
...were engaging in a behavior like that. So anyway, that's all I have to say about it.
I agree.
It's something that is kind of a controversy that has sort of exploded, I think, after the fact. And anyway, that's that. Would love to have your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But I would suggest, just finally, don't be afraid of the Feds unless you're plotting violence. Then you've got something to be afraid of. Or unless you're susceptible to those ideas. If somebody comes up to you and starts talking about, hey, why don't we overthrow the government with violence? Yeah, you can pretty much bet that they're either crazy or they're a Fed. Because you'd have to be crazy to essentially take that position. And I took that position in the past, so I was crazy at that time.
I don't know if I go for crazy, but...
It's a nutty position to take because
it's a position that isn't going to work, and right. They need to be talked to about it.
Yeah, it's not pragmatic, and it will just result in you being labeled as a violent nut job after you've been murdered in retaliation by the various different government agencies. So... Either they're somebody who is confused about methods of how to achieve liberty, or they're a federal agent attempting to rope you into doing some sort of violent act so they can arrest you.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then, yeah, it'd be a good idea to start saying, hey, this guy's suggesting violence. Look out for this guy. Maybe he's a Fed. I wouldn't have a problem with a word like that spreading around, because you want to be careful of certain people. That I understand. But at the same time, it doesn't seem like the rumors spreading was very valuable in any way, because rumors, you've played the telephone game when you were a kid, surely, where you pass the message along to one person, then they pass it along to another person, and by the time it gets around a circle, it's completely changed from its original form.
When I heard the Fed rumor at Porkfest, I'd heard that he had laughed, tail between his legs. So
interesting.
It didn't... Yes, that happened, yeah. The whole telephone game thing.
So 1-800-259-9231, hey, this guy's weird, don't sell drugs to him. You know, that's not a terrible thing to say, right? To just give somebody a heads up on a suspicious character. But to out him publicly, I think that was a mistake. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, How much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live we'll get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
You can represent yourself in your next court case. Jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use the rules step by step, how to fill out forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there. It was created by a lawyer, as a matter of fact, a doctorate of jurisprudence, who wants you to know how to protect yourself from other members of his profession. It's designed so the average eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours study time. It's they're the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997. It's jurisdictionary.com. I have taken the course. I do think it's a great idea for you to use it. And go check them out at jurisdictionary.com. When you do buy the course, please be sure to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue your calls. Go to Shaniqua, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Shaniqua, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, is this Art Bell Show?
I didn't think you were. You could possibly be listening to WVTS, considering we're not on there until 9 o'clock yet.
Oh, I messed up, fellas. I'm sorry. I'm listening on the Internet, but I'm so used to listening to the VTS. You know, I just said that.
All right. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to tell you a story about violence. I mean, I'm not usually too much of a violent person, but, well, I woke up one morning to a helicopter flying over top of my house, and I got real worried about my crops up in the woods, you know.
Okay.
So, well,
special crops.
I ain't going to start violence over a little bit of, you know, stuff like that, but I walked outside, and now this is hand on the Bible right here. Now, I ain't lying to y'all. I ain't going to tell you.
You wouldn't lie.
I walked out, and there was a black helicopter, I mean, as black as night, and it had fellers in all black, you know, hanging out of it. They had night vision on and all, or I don't know, it was thermal maybe. I ain't sure what it was.
That's scary.
Pretty sure they were searching for aliens. Now,
did you have any?
Well, I've seen aliens in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this ain't no joke. I mean, when I was a kid, we seen two when I was hunting with my daddy.
Now, were they? Do you think the aliens were after your crops?
Well, no, that ain't what it is at all. I'm pretty sure that on my grandma's side, I am part alien.
Really?
How's that work out for you?
Meaning,
I know it sounds ridiculous, but she was took up in a space saucer, and she never had sex before this, and she ended up having a kid after that. Now,
damn. So you're 1/4 alien, then, is what you're suggesting.
Well, that's pretty much what I'm getting at.
Wow.
And now, if them fellers get a hold of me, now, they ain't going to just take me up and just say, well, put me in prison for a few years. They're going to cut me up, fellers.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what could they put you in prison for?
That's right. Well,
it's not a crime to be an alien.
I was thinking about just paying you for a little vial of your blood so I could sell it to them.
Now, what is
that ain't going to happen, fellers. I mean, if I'm going to fight them, you know.
Tell me something, though. I mean, you claim to be 1/4 alien. What is it like? I mean, how does being a quarter alien manifest itself? I mean, there are certain traits that people can inherit from family members that, you know, have different races, if you will, than the majority of their family members. So what sort of traits have you inherited?
Oh, not much. I mean, I can see in the dark a little bit, and I can kind of read people's thoughts sometimes, but...
Nice.
Generally, just when they want a bear or something. I mean, it ain't too much.
Do you ever get the urge to probe people?
Throw people?
Probe.
Probe pit? No, not too hard. Well, maybe my wife, but I mean, that's, you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's not unusual. Wow, I love it. That's fantastic. So what else did you want to share?
That was about it. I mean, you know, the UFO story when I was a kid's a pretty good one, but I might save that for another than y'all.
Well, wait a minute. Actually, I'm confused. What did they do? I mean, you looked outside, you saw the helicopter and the guys in it. You said they were looking for aliens, so they weren't there to bother you. Do they know that you're a quarter alien?
Well, they might. Well, I'm not sure if they know or not. I mean, we had just seen stuff in the area before, and they must have been here looking, is all I can figure. I mean, we geared up, me and a buddy was here, and we got every single gun in my house and you know, loaded it up, and we was ready to go. I mean, it was, but they never did come. I guess they don't really know is what I'm getting at, you know.
All right, man. Well, hey, Shaniqua, I appreciate the call. Thank you for that. 800-259-9231. He's great. I like that guy. He's the open-ended question about what the traits were was a real question that could have tripped him up, and he handled it really well. In fact, he even made us laugh on it.
Yeah.
Good crank call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You only say it's crank call because it was aliens. Now, if it had been Bigfoot, that would have been a different story.
So, you can bring up absolutely anything that might happen to be on your mind. Mark, any other reflections from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here while that's been the majority of our discussion?
You know, all I can say is I had a really great time. It's hard to...
What about the family? Laura and Jack came up?
Sure. Jack had a great time. He's 2.5, and there's a lot of playground equipment. Lots and lots and lots of kids his age, a little older, that he could, and of course younger, lots of children there that he could play with. There were lots of wives that Laura was able to talk to, Stefan Molyneux's wife, and her get along very well. She has a friend named Susan who's a wife of another mover, and she's a mover obviously also. And so she had friends to talk to, and that it made for a great event. She liked the fact that there was all this great food, and oh, by the way, there were agorist chiropractic adjustments going on.
That's right. That's
and she had three adjustments because she liked the guy so much, the way he, you know, did it. And, you know, he's one of these guys that'll listen to feedback. So she's like, oh, okay, push here, rub here, do this. It looks like a game of Twister by the time she's done.
Yeah, I thought it was just overall it was a fantastic event. There wasn't really much of a black mark on the entire event from the whole alleged Fed thing, because during the event it was just a lot of fun. It was an absolute blast, and apparently a guy got naked. Did you hear about that?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that was a definite first for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was on stage actually during the final event on Saturday night, and I wasn't there for it, but somebody came up to the studio later and showed me the video playback of it. But there was this guy up there, and he's talking about, you know, you need to be yourself, and so he pulls off his pants. He was already topless, pulls off his pants and whips them into the crowd. And then he continued speaking on something. I don't know if anyone could tell what he was talking about after his pants came off, but
indeed
he didn't win, by the way. He didn't win the contest.
Oh.
It was actually Catherine Bleisch who won the contest. We've had her on this program before. She gave a rousing speech about how she's changed since she's come up to New Hampshire.
She can do that. She's quite a speech giver, that gal.
Yeah, and she definitely deserved to win because it was really great. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of video, I'm sure, has been taken and will end up popping up online. I don't know where the central hub for that sort of stuff will end up being, if it's going to be porkfest2010.com or not, but certainly you going to YouTube and looking for Porkfest 2010 would be a good way to find some footage of what went on.
You can search, yeah, and people will have it on their sites too. You can search with startpage.com and liable to come up with something that way too.
Absolutely. One of the things I wish I could have gone to but I missed because I was at Mark Stevens. I was at his event all day on Friday, was Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. I mean, we talked a lot about it here on Freak Talk.
I heard there were pole dancing lessons given.
There was a pole dancing contest. I'm not, maybe lessons were given as well, okay. But there was a contest. And our listener, Doug from Minnesota, won the contest.
Sweet.
Yeah, how cool is that?
He had a lovely sash that he won.
So
it's tough to be the bearded guy with the buff body winning the pole dancing contest.
Apparently it wasn't tough. Apparently he ran away with it. And I mean, I guess
He's quite a pole dancer.
Michelle Seven and another listener of ours and her daughter were apparently doing like a mother-daughter pole dance thing, but that wasn't good enough to defeat Doug from Minnesota. And Michelle Seven's a nice-looking lady, too.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yeah, there are pole dancing pictures. Look those up on startpage.com, too.
Yeah, clearly it's not all about being an attractive woman in order to win the pole dancing contest, which I think is good. I think that's a good thing. So much that had transpired. Of course, Sam was there from obscuredtruth.com, and he got a lot of great footage.
And don't forget the signing of your Declaration of Independence for Porcupine People.
I haven't forgotten that. I'm glad you brought it up. The Shire Society Declaration. We made history on Saturday night, I hope, when this declaration
was
signed.
It's only history if it amounts to anything.
Well, I think it certainly amounted to enough for people to put their names on it. They felt good enough about it to where...
Lots and lots of people signed it.
Yeah, we filled up two full sheets of people's names, and I know that Sam from ObscuredTruth.com and Meg are going to be working on getting those up in PDF form, and we're going to put it online. And when that's available, we'll certainly let you know about it, because a lot of people wanted to be there, and they wanted to sign it, and they're going to be able to sign it later on down the line. All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got other things to discuss tonight besides what happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Our friend Barry Cooper is apparently holed up right now in his house after his wife has been arrested outside her home.
Oh, jeez.
We'll give you the latest on that situation as it's apparently developing as we speak. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything as hour number two comes up here in moments. Plus, a new study has been done on cannabis and driving performance. We've told you about this these studies before, and now there's a fresh one. We'll show you what they revealed in moments. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.